Hey Gary, hey Rob, hey Kieran or Allie, whichever one. There it is, Allie. Okay. How you all doing today?
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, good morning, Gary. What is it? I know the time changed.
Hey.
Is it too early or is it better now for you?
I prefer it 1 hour later, but it's okay. It's okay. I drag myself out of bed.
At that point, I think it would be time for Rob to go to sleep.
Well, we did the last mastermind, I think, at 1 hour later than this.
Well, it was actually at this exact same time, but my time zone changed.
Okay. Yeah, fair
So
enough.
it's
I think
I
our actually, I think ours is due to change back to what it was, in a week or two, the end of summer. But that's only temporary for me because in a month or so I'm heading up to Asia, so that'll throw into things into disarray again. But however, on we go.
Alrighty. Today I'm a little short on time. I have an appointment I have to leave for. So we'll just start rapid firing the assistance questions. I know Rob submitted his questions. I think it looks like Rob's reconnecting. You good to go, Rob, if I start answering your questions? Maybe Rob is gone. There's Rob.
Hi, Doug. Yeah, can you hear me? I got some problems with my audio this end, but I'm trying these headphones, but for some reason everybody's like ridiculously loud. I
Oh.
can't seem to control the volume. But carry on. I might have to kind of try
I'll
something
stand
else.
farther away from my microphone. How about
I
that?
can't seem to control it. It's very strange.
So Rob, if you want me to wait, I can jump to somebody else, or we can dive into your questions.
Let somebody else start.
All
I'll
right,
try and sort this out.
Gary or Allie, did either of you have questions for today?
Nothing specific for me, but Ellie, if you've got something.
Yes, and don't mind if I keep going camera on, camera off. My husband's working and kids are in here. I might end up with my baby in here. So just full disclosure, this could be the norm. So I was curious in last week's call. Oh, excuse me. Wow. In last week's call, we talked about how we can, for Kieran and I, our product can focus more on a local SEO strategy, kind of light digital marketing. What exactly does that look like? I guess I go for I'm black or white in this case, so I don't know what like a middle ground easy SEO is for local, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So the first thing you want to make sure you do is open up the Google My Business listing. So business.google.com. Get that up and running. Get that fully populated with photos. Start getting reviews on there and make sure that you have your website appropriately linked up to it. Make sure that the data on your website as to your business name matches exactly what's on the Google My Business listing. Surprisingly, that business listing has probably the lion's share of weight on your local SEO. Once you have all of that set up, you need to just start making sure you just put some content on your website about your services and make sure that those services line up with what you've identified as your services on your Google My Business profile. So let's say pickleball coaching. If you put pickleball coaching on your Google My Business profile, make sure you start putting up some pages or posts. To Google, there's no difference. It's just content. So put content on your website that has standalone URLs for each post or page. Like pickleball coaching, what's involved? Do like full breakdown on like I call them service pages, and then you can have supporting articles. We'll call them articles. They could be blog posts or whatever, or pages. The most important thing is that all of those link back to one silo page of pickleball coaching. So you have the mothership pickleball coaching page as your service page, and you have 5 to 10 really strong articles all about pickleball coaching, point them all back to that one page. And then where it makes sense, interlink them because the goal is to drive all of the weight towards the silo page that has the closest relationship to your Google My Business page. So if you're a pickleball coach, make sure you have a pickleball service page and then supporting content linking to it. That's like local marketing SEO 101. If you go beyond that, it would be to start adding videos. Like we talked about last time, nothing special, just some basic videos, and then put those on those supporting articles, because then Google will start to form a relationship between your YouTube videos, your articles, your silo page, your business listing. And then when someone goes and types in pickleball coach Southern Utah or whatever, your website and your listing both appear and command the most dominant authority in your local search. Once you're at that point, then you start getting much more granular, and by creating more silos about more subtopics in your pickleball coaching or whatever. And then it just spirals up from there, just basically repeating the whole process, but just in more micro topics like pickleball, blah, 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 pickleball, blah, blah, blah. Every single one of those gets their own silo with supporting articles.
I remember that strategy in one of your courses. That was from a while ago, I think.
It's probably talked about it in my SEO course.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll probably go there for a refresher as well.
That'll give you more of the nitty gritty details on how to do an evaluation of competition and things like that.
Cool. Thank you. That was really helpful. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right, Rob, let's dive into your question now. So Rob, you're talking about getting swapped over from ThriveCart to SureCart, but you're looking at it and rightfully so thinking it looks like a lot of work. And you're wanting to walk through, like, what is the easiest way to reach a minimum viable implementation of the SureCart tech stack to kind of align with what you've got with Zapier. So you want to have it basically go to a Google Sheet, all the data from the purchase to a Google Sheet. Is that just for like accounting?
Yeah, it's just to keep track of this. Just a basic sales sheet. That's all it is.
Okay.
And I've got a title abandoned one as well.
And then applying tags in Fluent CRM, et cetera. It's really not that hard. I think you're probably overwhelming yourself unnecessarily. It would probably take less than an hour to get everything set up. So what you're looking at is creating all of your products in SureCart, which I think you've done, or you're coming up on. Creating all your forms. We've talked about in the past, make one form and then just duplicate it for all your products. That doesn't take long. Make the pages for each product. That's where you'll probably spend most of your time tweaking those, customizing those individual pages. But really, once you get a decent page...
They'd be the sales pages with the embedded form?
If you choose to embed the form on the sales page, you can do that. Or you know how when you link to ThriveCart, it's how the ThriveCart looks like, your checkout looks like there's a form with a little sidebar. And I linked you some pictures of my checkouts. You can build similar ones to those in Thrive Architect or Astra Spectra, whatever you're using, and then put your short code for your SureCart form in that. So then you've got two things you can duplicate. You can duplicate the custom form for every SureCart product, saves time, and then you can duplicate that checkout page for every product, and then just swap the short code in each one.
Okay, gotcha. Right.
That's just a really fast way to rapid fire checkout pages. If you don't use a checkout page and you decide, I just want to embed my SureCart checkout form on my sales page, where I'm convincing them what my product is and why they want to buy it, that's doable too. Customizing and tweaking the way those look will probably be what I know about you, will probably take you the most time, because you're going to want to get it just right. Yeah. But if you put something up there that you're 50 to 60% happy with, you can get that part done in probably 45 minutes or less.
Okay. So the bit that I was getting slightly thrown by, that's all really useful, actually. And that's very clear. I'll follow that. The bit that I was getting slightly kind of stumbled with is, at the moment, I've got a password protected page on the site for my resource library. And when they subscribe, they get the password in their subscription welcome email. And what I want to do, ideally, is I'm pausing as I'm thinking this as I'm going, because thinking this is probably not the way to go. But I'm thinking, replicate that page as a kind of protected page in Sure members and give them access. But that's going to have to, presumably, that's going to open up that whole, they've got to have an account, they've got to be set up in Sure members, and all that kind of stuff starts to.
They'll get an account anyway. Don't forget, because of how SureCart works, they will automatically get an account on your website anyway. You can choose whether to let them set their own password right during checkout or not. And since they're getting an account anyway, you can, if you desire, put Sure members into the loop and say anyone that purchases this gets access to this access group. Or just keep your same setup and say, I'm not even going to use Sure members yet. I'm just, when they purchase, yes, they'll get an account. But if you want to keep the system where you're emailing them the password to the password protected page, go for it. There's nothing, there's no reason you can't do that.
Right. And then, because that's the other thing I was thinking, is there a, and that's why my last comment was, you know, would you suggest there's, you know, irrespective of an MVP, there's a, you know, there's a certain number of steps that you would suggest or recommend biting the bullet on when switching to SureCart. And sorry, Doug, can you remind me? I must have asked you this six or seven times in the past, but when they're getting an account set up in SureCart, is that also automatically creating a WordPress account for them?
It's the same thing. So yes.
It's the same thing. Okay. Yep. So it's one and the same thing.
So SureCart has a customer record, and all SureCart is doing is pairing that record with an account on your website. If you were to take SureCart and put it on another website because it's headless, what SureCart's going to attempt to do is create those customer WordPress accounts anyway. It will always try to give the customer a place to log in and access their member dashboard, SureCart's customer dashboard with the account info and the receipts and stuff. So they're one in the same. The WordPress account is the exact same thing that they're making when they check out with SureCart. In fact, that's across the board with our entire WordPress stack. There is only one account. It is their WordPress account. And these tools all reference back to that WordPress account.
Right. Okay. So the implementation that SureCart's using, is it just adding a kind of, what's the word? Like a, almost like a tag-in structure to the account. It's not creating another account, is it? If it's how does it relate? You used the phrase, but I've forgotten it. But about how does it relate? What does SureCart do? Does SureCart trigger the creation of the WordPress account and then apply stuff, attributes to that account? How does it?
Doesn't really apply attributes to it. So like, yes, SureCart's the one that creates the account for them. It's automatic whether or not you have them set a password at checkout or not. SureCart will create that account. SureCart will then automatically associate that with their customer profile because the emails match. Emails are like the key to the gate. Okay. It's a key to the gate, right? Like the email is how it'll pair everything.
Right.
So it may, I believe it does add a user role to the user called SureCart Customer. It's completely irrelevant. It literally doesn't do anything. You could take that user role away and it doesn't affect anything. You could add 50 user roles to the user and it doesn't affect anything. It's just for whatever reason, for their own, whatever, they do it. I don't get it, but they do it. So they associate the user with their purchases based on the email that they log in with. If they don't set a password, but they try to log into your website, like let's say they go to the customer. So they get an email. Thanks for your purchase. Click here to download your ebook. They click on that. It's going to take them to the download page on your website, which is baked into SureCart. I'm assuming you put your download in your SureCart product. That's probably the best way to do it. Or you could just email it to them, but let's assume you've protected a download. Let's assume for whatever reason they need to log in. They click a link in the email to manage their account. It's going to say, log in. What's your email? Doug@convology.com. And then it's going to say, we've sent you a link to log in. Click that link and it'll automatically log you in. And it pairs their purchase data with their account because it knows their email address.
Okay.
It's all seamless.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting it now. I think then you know where I'm coming from on this, you know, what's driving these questions and what's on the horizon, but I'm thinking then I might just want to implement it as a MVP solution and maybe even go so far as just replicating the welcome sequence that has, which is triggered, you know, in Fluent, that gives them the password protected page password. Because what that will then, because then that's the minimum disruption to what I'm currently doing.
Yeah.
But then it means all my products are starting to activate and move within SureCart. I can kind of, you know, semi-retire ThriveCart then. The other thing that gets me into is, you know, daily really getting into the whole SureCart product realm, because every time I go in there, I just get confused. I know it sounds silly, but every time I go in there, I just think, oh, I can't remember how to do that. I then have to watch one of your videos, and another hour's gone by, and I've still not done anything. It's crazy. I mean, it's just the way my brain doesn't work on this stuff. And that's what I'm thinking. If I get the MVP up and running, then I'm going to be kind of in and out of the Surecart realm on a daily basis instead of being always in the Thrivecart realm. And it's all going to start to become second nature more naturally for me.
It's
And
just using it.
then it's a better step, I think, to do that MVP and get, into that for a month or so, then look at launching the membership stuff, because then I'm going to kind of think, okay, yeah, I know what I want to do with tweaking the interface on the forms and, the checkouts and the bumps and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's just going to be you getting in there and playing with it enough. And to your to the other half of your question about giving access to getting the GEM tagged in Fluent CRM and getting the Google Sheets set up, just use SureTriggers. I have not used the Google Sheets integration with SureTriggers yet, so I really can't tell you how
Oh,
easy or
okay.
hard that is. But just open up SureTriggers and say when this product is purchased, tag them this in Fluent CRM. When they sign up with their email, tag them this in Fluent CRM, and then
Okay.
just have that do. And then everything you've built in Fluent CRM, just leave it exactly how it is, because everything
Right.
you're doing is triggered by a tag, right? Like,
Yeah.
so just all you have to do is change your mechanism for applying the tag from Zapier. I'm assuming it's Zapier
That's
to.
right, yeah.
So just use SureTriggers, and it'll be really easy for you. The Google Sheet one,
Okay.
I've never used the Google Sheet. I've used it with Zapier all the time, but not with SureTriggers yet. So give that a go. If you run into some trouble with it, maybe I'll spin up a Google Sheet and start playing around.
Okay.
But assuming it all works as it should, you're probably looking at maybe half an hour of work at most for all of your products that you've built. So all in, if you were going slow, maybe this process would take you an hour and a half. If you
Okay.
were moving along at a nice little clip and you were more comfortable with Surecart, I'd say it's less than an hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
So
these things definitely didn't work out that way for me,
your
but
MVP is really attainable. It's just
okay.
the only thing that's going to take you a lot of time is if you stop and you think, wait, how do I do this? Which is understandable. So, but if you knew what you were doing, like, okay, I need to make a form for my product. Done. Let me duplicate it. Let's tweak the product in the form to my next product. Duplicate. Then you'd be pretty quick.
Okay. Well, I might try and soonish set some aside some time to do that. I'm working on my accounts at the moment, so I've been buried in my accounts for the company
I
for the
hear you.
last week. So it's been it's just a real headache.
Doing mine this weekend for Monday. I
Oh.
have my accountant on Monday going through all my stuff, and I'm like, ugh, the tax rates here have gone up, and it's killing me. It's just destroying me personally. Okay,
Okay, cool. Thank you.
I've got a little bit of time left. Like I said, I have to end a little early today because I have to leave for an appointment. What other questions do we have?
So, two quick things. Oh, sorry, was somebody else going?
No, carry on, Gary.
Two quick. Thanks, Rob. Two quick things. One, you briefly mentioned Doug. During that explanation to Rob, you briefly mentioned, touched on the fact that Surecart is headless. If you move to another website, is it true to say that everything will marry up as far as the client records go, as long as those clients' email address is the same on both websites?
Yes, so the records are all kept headless and they're brought over regardless. For the users to access them, your customers to access them once you move sites, like let's say I moved from Conviology.com to Doug.com. The initiation of the creation of the user's account can happen one of two ways. One, you can look at migrating it yourself, or you simply just say to them, I've moved domains. You're going to notice that. Just try to log in. And so as soon as they try to log in to your new website, they're going to log into their account page. Surecart's going to send them an email, a magic login link. As soon as they do that, ShareCart will create their WordPress account again on the new website and marry all the data together. So it's all automated. It's all seamless. The only disruption to the user, if you do it this way, is just saying you're going to have to click a link in your email once and set a new password. That's it.
Right. Okay. Okay. And the second thing was, I don't know how much time you've got left, but
till about 12:30.
Just to get me orientated on where you are in your journey, because this affects my planning as well. How far along the track are you with getting into or getting acquainted with Clarity Flow, if at all?
I've already purchased it. I got a whole year's worth. So I got the commerce package. So I wanted to save money on it. So I got the year at a time, which was probably close to $1,000. And I've got all my products set up. I've got my asynchronous coaching page built. I'll show you that really quickly. And then all I'm trying to do is fine tune some of the copy on the page and then add it to my navigation. And then I have to fine tune one little tweak in inside of Clarity Flow. You have to set up the journey that the user goes through when they get onboarded. And I'm fine tuning that. I need to record a couple of videos to help the users get onboarded a little bit. I don't want to use Clarity Flow has some like white labeled onboarding videos, but I want people to see my face. I want people to see my experience with it. Sure. So you should see my screen. I'm sharing it right now. This is my asynchronous coaching page. I've got like my video overlaid on top of Clarity Flow. I've done a little mock-up of what asynchronous coaching is, showing that they can submit a text message or a text-based message, a video I can reply with, and they can do an audio if they want. I tell them that I use Clarity Flow. I tell why it's so easy to do. I've got some testimonials. Tell them what topics we can cover on our asynchronous calls and why it's so easy. And then I tell them to choose a coaching plan. They can buy a one week of asynchronous coaching for $75, get unlimited async help from me for one time. They can sign up for a monthly coaching program, which is $225 per month. And they can cancel at any time. So if they want just a month, cancel. This is a savings. So if they bought 4 weeks, that would be more than this. I think $300 versus $225. And then the quarterly coaching they save money on as well. And then I've got more testimonials. And then I have a bunch of FAQs. Like, you know, it's only $225 for a whole month. And then I have the how fast do I get replies? And so I start to address what I think would be their objections and stuff. So to your question, how close am I to launching? Probably in the next week. Next week I'll launch it and I'll add it to my, I'm previewing a page so my navigation's broken. I'll add it here under courses and products. No, work with me. I'll have my tech stack calls and then this other column will be asynchronous coaching. And then I'm still figuring out what I want to do with these done for you services. I'm probably going to start hiding them and just commit fully to tech stack calls, asynchronous coaching, and then I'm all in on my membership, my YouTube affiliate revenue. And then this is going to be buried as far as I can bury it. And people are going to find it anyway, but that's my plan. And I don't know what other questions you had, Gary, about Clarity Flow, other than what I'm thinking about it. And I like it. I think it's the whole thing's going to be an experiment for me to see if how people take to it and things like that. But I'm all in on it. I'll probably make YouTube videos about it and I'll share it. And
maybe make some affiliate money. I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. Look, just a final question on that. I'm sure there's a lot more we need can cover in this, and I'm looking forward to that. But just while it's top of mind for me, will your setup include the ability, similar to the way you do with Circle, a single login for setup for your site and for Clarity Flow?
No, that ability doesn't exist, unfortunately. It's a very it's a completely separate thing. So it's I mean, in as much as I'm telling people I'm using a separate platform for it, like on my sales page, I straight up say I use Clarity Flow for this. It facilitates this. But when they go to log into it, it's branded. It's coaching.convology.com. So it feels branded to me, but it's a separate login. All of the payment processing, I could do the payment processing through Surecart, but I could not automate adding them to a conversation unless I paid the enterprise plan, which is out of my price range.
Right.
And okay. even doing so would not automate the account creation process, and it would not be, well, it would automate the invitation, which would automate account creation, but it would be a separate account anyway. So in my mind, I'm thinking if this is a separate platform they're using anyway, I'm not going to pay all that extra money just so I can have them check out on Surecart. Instead, because here's how I find it. I typically find that my coaching clients tend to never join my membership. They just pay me tons and tons and tons of money to work one-on-one with them versus the people in my membership. I have some people in the membership that'll book calls, but predominantly the people in the membership are all on board the membership. And it's occasional help on calls versus I have some people that are on their 15th coaching call with me. Like, it's just, you know, and to those people having a running feed would be, I think, very helpful. And so that's what Clarity Flow would be to them. So I'll definitely keep you updated on it. Maybe I'll find people hate it, or maybe I'll find people love it, but it's worth the experiment. And I think
so. Definitely. Okay. Looking forward to it. All right. Cool. That's all for me for the moment.
Cool. All right. I could probably do like two more minutes. Sorry, Larissa, you're just joining, but I only had a short amount of time today to answer some fast rapid fire questions before I jump to an appointment. Did you have any quick questions, Larissa? Are you just saying hi?
Yeah, just hopping on.
Cool.
Let's just say hi.
I did have a query, Doug, but it probably take more than 2 minutes. So it was, just having some glitches with a page I'd built with Thrive. That was using conditional display. It was sort of behaving a bit odd on the back end, but I might play around with it a bit of the weekend, and if it's still playing up, I might post in the community about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and do that. And I still have a login, I think, Rob, to your site. So if you can't figure it out, post whatever it is, and I'll just jump in and take a look at it.
Okay, yeah.
All right, thanks, everyone. Sorry, it was only a half hour today, but I've got to I got to go leave to go to an appointment, so. Have a great weekend.
That's fine.
Yeah. Have a good weekend. See you soon.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.